Julian Davis has evolved into a novelist in part through stubbornness, but as he sees it, also by necessity. Davis is far from blind, but degenerating eyesight has prompted visits over the past decade to ophthalmologists.
An ophthalmologist some years ago, and the guy, I guess he'd skipped the semester on diplomacy at ophthalmologist school, but he said, what do you do for a living? And I said, I was an artist. And he said, oh, that's a shame. I said, what do you mean? And he said, oh, it's just down the road. It might be a problem, with your eyes. So that kind of inspired me to focus on the writing almost as a backup career.
Davis has earned his living and public profile over nearly 30 years in Asheville as a painter. His first published novel is titled A History of Saints.
There's a tradition of very short-sighted writers, people like James Thurber, he's one of my favorite comedic writers. He was basically legally blind.
Davis has written a quirky, absurdist comedy set in Asheville's Montford Park. Davis arrived at this novel after years of writing poetry, short stories, a stage play, a screenplay, some of it finished, and little of it seen by anyone. The novel had its own starts and stops, born in the wake of the 2008 recession when Davis rented out rooms in his house.
I had a number of entertainingly eccentric tenants, and my next-door neighbor similarly had such types, and there were two in particular that I thought would be quite remarkable to have together in one house and to see what would happen.
These character archetypes inspired Davis to indulge a comedic voice. That's rare in literature from this region, which tends toward the serious and dramatic. It's even rarer in Davis's vast portfolio of painting. Whether from his series of murder ballad paintings or scenes from the American West, Davis bathes his landscapes in muted colors and focuses on subdued people, eliciting discontent and despair. Davis said he studied and channeled the voices of writers such as P.G. Wodehouse and Stephen Fry for his own novel's narrator, an omniscient 19th century British eye on modern-day Asheville.
This is a sort of New Age town, and there's not really a strong correlation between humor and New Age thinking. So I did look outside Asheville. The recession was hard for everybody, and I am a great believer in comedy as a way to get through difficult things.
A few years ago, Davis brought his novel to a flash dating event with agents organized by Asheville's Flatiron Writers Room. After rejections there, he figured his novel would never likely find a publisher. That changed with a chance meeting at an art event when Davis got into a conversation with a publisher at a small press.
That's a nice thing about having two creative outlets. They sort of balance each other.
Davis received hopeful news recently that cataract surgery could improve his sight.
I do not want to paint paintings where I don't feel that, to my own satisfaction. The writing would provide that ability to keep being an artist. And I think for me, that's what an artist is. It's a person who just has to keep grabbing the world by its lapel and saying, look at this, look at this. So very important for me to have a voice. And if it happens that writing becomes that, that will be a great backup plan.
Davis spends his mornings working on his next novel, then heads to his painting studio where he's in the midst of a new series with a religious motif. I'm Matt Piken, BPR News.